Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Yesterday afternoon, I was having a discussion with one of my followers. I believe it was Gussie Wood. So if you're listening, Gus, mate, thanks for the inspiration for this one. And he sort of said to me, which grand final does this one remind you the most of? And to be honest with you, I was kind of stumped. And then he said, to me, it reminds me of the 2006 grand final. And as soon as he said it, I just went, fuck, you're exactly right. It is a spot-on call. Now, 2006 was played between the Melbourne Storm and the Brisbane Broncos. Now, the Melbourne Storm, that was really their first grand final, you know, of this era of players, you know, the Smith, Slater and Cronks, of course. They played in 1999, you know, 7 years earlier, but it was this team, you know, it was their first real grand final, and here they were coming up against the Brisbane Broncos, you know, Lockyer, Tony Carroll, Brad Thorne, Shane Webke, all these guys that had just played all these games. You know, a lot of those guys have played in the 2000s grand final. Some of them had even played the ones before that, you know, back in the Super League and stuff. So they had a lot of experience, and they were coming up against this Melbourne side who everyone knew they were going to win a premiership eventually. They were a championship side, but you just weren't sure if this was their time. And it came down to the crunch moments where a guy like Darren Lockyer really stood up and he delivered that play. And, you know, if you have a look at that Melbourne Storm side back then, I mean, they had a lot of guys that were really young, but they had a lot of stars that you knew were going to be sensational. I mean, Slater was in that side, Matt King, Greg Inglis, Cooper Cronk, Cameron Smith, Brett White, you know, David Kibble was in that side, Ryan Hoffman, you know, and not all of them were young, but, you know, they didn't really have that hugely experienced player. I mean, they had guys like Matt Guy, they had Scotty Hill in that side, but when you look over the other side of the park, they had a Darren Lockyer, and there was no one else in the game in 2006 that even came close to comparing to Darren Lockyer. And it just gave the Brisbane Broncos such a huge edge in that game. And I look at the game today and I look at the grand final this weekend, I look at the Melbourne Storm, and the number one thing that stands out for me is just number 9, Cameron Smith. It is just such a huge advantage to have an all-time legend in your side that's been there and done it on numerous occasions. In 2006, it proved to be the difference. Yeah, Darren Lockyer sealed that game with a fantastic field goal. And it's sort of interesting with that Broncos side. You know, in other ways, they kind of remind me of this Melbourne Storm team. I mean, you know, keen Broncos fans would remember Carmichael Hunt was the fullback for most of that season. And Wayne Bennett, you know, he made a change and he played Hodges at one. So in his spine, he had Justin Hodges, Darren Lockyer, Shane Perry was the halfback, and his hooker was Sean Berrigan. Now, Sean Berrigan became the hooker, I believe, when Mick Ennis got injured, and there might have been someone else too. So in his spine, he had a couple of guys sort of playing out of position, and it kind of reminds me of this Melbourne Storm side. For me, Cam Munster, I've said it a few times, he's the best six in the game, but in my opinion, he's a fullback. He's playing 5'8". Jerome Hughes, another fullback, he's playing halfback. In their spine, they've got guys playing out of position, but they've just got such a good system, and they've got that one champion player in their team that makes all the difference in Cameron Smith. The Broncos in 2006, they had Darren Lockyer. Now, of course, you have a look at these sides, and, you know, you have a look at the coaches. Melbourne Storm had Craig Bellamy, who, you know, everyone knew he was up and coming, yeah? He'd had all the raps from the previous clubs he was at and everything, and up against Wayne Bennett, and Wayne Bennett had achieved everything, especially in the last decade during the 90s. Wayne Bennett was the man. I mean, it had been 6 years since he'd been in a grand final, but you look at those, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, Wayne Bennett was just the coach. If you could have picked any coach to have, it would have been Wayne Bennett. Craig Bellamy's sort of that man now. He's done it all for the last decade. Yeah, and here comes the up-and-comer trying to take him down. Ivan Cleary's a bit like that now. Yeah, Ivan Cleary's had big raps on him for a while. I mean, you know, he made the grand final 10 years ago. He's been floating around that whole time. But this year, as far as coaching goes, like, the way that people hold him has just gone to a new level. And you look at this Penrith squad and you look at their side, you know, you look, you know, Dylan Edwards, Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, Stephen Crichton, you know. I've said for a long time, Stephen Crichton, you know, the young bloke, he kind of reminds me of Greg Inglis. He's got a bit of Inglis and Israel Folau. Inglis was in that side. You know, you look at your Cooper Cronk, like Nathan Cleary's a very different player, but, you know, he looks to have the same potential as Cooper Cronk. He could achieve absolutely anything. Jerome Luai, another live wire that could be anything. There's a lot of, you know, young guys in this side that, you know, if it all pans out as we're expecting, they could be the team to beat for the next decade. But obviously in the 2006 grand final, it didn't quite pan out for them. Yeah, the experience of the Broncos came home. Yeah, guys like Hodges, guys like Darren Lockyer, these older heads, Brent Tate, David Stagg, you know, these guys, they got the job done on the biggest stage because they had that experience. As I've said all week, experience is going to count this weekend. But geez, this game reminds me of the 2006 season. It's like the championship team coming up against the team that could dominate the next decade. Same as 2006, the championship Broncos, yeah? Don't think about the Broncos now. They're a completely different side now. Think about the Broncos then, coming out of the 1990s, winning the 2000 grand final, always there and about, always hard to beat. Guys like Darren Lockyer on your side, Shane Webke, Petro Sevenaceva, Sam Thaiday, Tony Carroll. You know, they just had it all. It's the same as that Melbourne Storm now. Yeah, all their forwards have had all the experience in the world. All their big-time players have stood up for the last few years. Come up against this Panthers side, they're looking to make a name for themselves. The next decade has Penrith written all over it, and they want it. It's going to be a crazy grand final. Stay tuned this afternoon. I've got Natty joining me. We're going to do our review of the prelim finals from last weekend, our full in-depth review, and then tomorrow morning we're going to have our preview of the NRL grand final for 2020. It's going to be a cracker. Strap yourself in.